today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Imagine Nico singing with Cam, produced by David Axelrod, and you're somewhere in the right ballpark.
Polizei, 3-4 Offizier, 5-6 alte Hex, 7-8 Harris King.
Hello, Rocking the Suburbs. This is Harris in South Carolina calling in with March new music. I've got a couple picks here, and I'm excited to share them with you. The first is from Alexis Taylor. On March 13th, he put out his latest solo album called Paris in the Spring. The reason why I say solo album, because Alexis Taylor, of course, is in the great band Hot Chip. This sounds a fair amount like Hot Chip, I'll admit. Nonetheless, it's a very good album, and I recommend you check it out. Let's hear a little bit now of the song Out of Phase featuring Lola Kirk. Is from the UK duo called Memorials. Memorials is a duo consisting of Verity Sussman and Matthew Sims. Verity Sussman was in the band Electro Lane, and Matthew Sims was in Wire. And I am blown away that I am just now discovering the existence of the band Electro Lane, whose four albums released around 20 years ago are, in my opinion now, the best music that came out of the first decade of this new millennium. And my wife Rachel and I have been listening to them almost nonstop over the last couple of weeks. Wow. Who are the Electroland fans out there? Let me know, because I'm a big fan of Electroland. But I'm also a fan of this new Memorials album. It's called All Clouds Bring Not Rain. It was released on March 27th. I'm reading here from the Bandcamp page. It's sounding like an unearthed classic. Memorials twist their influences into their own unmistakable sound. Imagine Nico singing with Can, produced by David Axelrod, and you're somewhere in the right ballpark. The record draws inspiration from a wide range of music, including folk, dub, post-punk, experimental tape music, 60s soul, garage rock, 70s spiritual jazz, krautrock, and Canterbury prog. It's a great album, and I suspect it will be up there for my album of the year at the end of 2026. Let's hear a little bit of the song now, Drop Down the Well. If you will indulge me, I have a bonus pick this month, and we'll go back to the Alexis Taylor release and play a bit of his cover of the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses. And Wild Horses could never drag me off of this new music train. Thanks, everybody.
Why?